Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Would you join me in doing the declaration of faith all together? Lord, I'm ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and to live your word. Because I've been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Come on, you gotta believe that 100%. You know, we are navigating such a difficult season in our lives right now, full of uncertainty. We really don't know what's going to happen. We keep hearing news that this will happen or the other thing will happen. But what you and I have been learning is that God is in the midst of this season. That this season will never be a wasted season. As hard as it is, God will see us through. And that's the belief that you and I have. And it's a reality. Seasons in our lives are tough. And seasons that are tough will come back. But seasons don't last forever. Those are two big truths. Seasons won't last forever, and tough and complicated seasons will actually come back again. So that ain't the question. The question is, how ready will the next season find us? Will you be ready for the next season? Remembering that some seasons have the power to reveal those things that need to be changed and they need betterment in our lives. Rough seasons will come back. Are we going to be ready? You know, in 1992, South Florida received one of the strongest natural disasters that we've ever seen. Andrew, a Category 5 hurricane, entered South Florida in the city of Homestead, creating a disaster. The numbers are outrageous. Over 60 people died. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of homes were destroyed or affected. Billions of dollars were lost. After this tragedy hit South Florida, a lot of things started changing. A lot of the regulation changed, building codes changed, rules changed about building for the simple fact that we knew that we need more protection, in this case, against a hurricane. Every single time you and I go through a season that is difficult in our lives, we need to be intentional to see and learn what are the things that might be vulnerable so we can take action and be intentional to fix them and work on them. The question right now would be, after this season is over, what is going to happen with our lives? Are we going to exit this season stronger? Are we going to exit this season in a better version of ourselves? Very interesting. Today, I want to talk to you on this topic, building strong families in difficult seasons. Building strong families in difficult seasons. I love this verse in Matthew that will guide us through this. They're very interesting words. And this is Jesus speaking. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24-27 says the following. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the windows blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. So we're hearing the story Jesus is telling the people who's listening to them about two houses, two different houses. And I might ask you, what might be the biggest difference that you and I might find in these two houses? And probably the first answer that will come to us is the foundation. And let me tell you that you're right if that's your thought. But can I tell you that there is probably a bigger difference between these two houses that goes beyond the foundation, and it's the builders. those who build the house is the most significant difference in this story. Because one builder chose to build the house on a rock. The other builder chose to build the house on sand. See, a builder is the key element in this story because it is the builder who chooses the terrain, chooses the materials, chooses those who will do the labor. Can I tell you that you and I have been called by God to be builders of our families? I believe 100% that God wants your family and my family to be stronger families. God has blessed you. God has blessed me with a family. You are part of it. You are building one. You might be a father. You might be a mother, a daughter, a sister, a son. Whatever it is, whatever circumstance, you are part of one family. And however your circumstance might be, God has called you to be a builder in that house. And some of you listening right now and are streaming this video might be asking yourselves, well, how do I work out with my family? You don't know the type of family I have. I don't think my family is even worth building. Well, listen, I have a word of encouragement to you. If God placed you there, there is a purpose for you. You have an assignment from God in your family. I want you to understand today that maybe your family might be lacking life and hope, but that Jesus is bringing hope to you, that there is a future for your family, that as messed up or as destroyed your family is, you need to hold on to hope because there is future for your family and God wants to use you for that. No matter your age, you're part of a family and God is calling you to build it stronger and stronger. I love these verses because Jesus is saying in Matthew 7 that if we hear his words, the ones that he's been mentioning, we will be like a wise man, a prudent man, someone that will build the house on the rock. And I think today will be so good for us to have a conversation on exactly that. How can you and I build a stronger family? How can you and I build a stronger family? You know that this part of the Bible, Matthew 7, verses 24 to 28, they are the ending of a conversation that Jesus had. These moments are just the conclusion. What we just read is Jesus saying, hey, if you pay attention to my words, this is what's going to happen. So how about if we go back a little bit and we can see what Jesus was talking about? And in the midst of this conversation Jesus was having, we can find a couple of good tips on how you and I can build a stronger family. Are you ready? Chapter 7, verses 1, 2, and 3. It reads like this. Do not judge others and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about specking your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Wow. You know that a strong family, it's a family that doesn't go after judgment. A strong family is a family that avoids judgment. You know, judgment truly doesn't do anything good in our lives. Actually, when you and I choose to stop judging, it's like our heart gets free and there's an opening for all the good things that you and I can do as people. If a family is going to be strong, we need to stay 100% away from judgment. So many times we tend to focus on the bad things. When I believe that you and I will do so much better and have such a stronger family if we will focus on the good things. Have you been there before? We tend to just focus on the negative. But if we can just focus on the positive, I think we'll get definitely better results. The second thing we found here in Matthew 7 of how to become a stronger family, we find it in verses 7 and 8. It says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. If you and I want to build stronger families, we need to learn to practice prayer. Prayer is one of the strongest spiritual disciplines. Prayer is not a desperation call, but prayer should be our first resource to come to the Lord. You know, very recently, last week, I got news that my younger sister is starting to go through a very complicated health process. You know, when we got the news, and you know, when you get bad news like that, it's like, whoa, this is crazy. A brand new season is starting in her life and obviously of those who are around her. You know, the first thing that we thought was, we need to pray. Not always we go that route. I've been before in other situations when my first call is not prayer. We tend, us human beings, to resolve things in other matters. Let's make this phone call. Let's try to get this credit. Let's try to do this. Let me call this friend. But how about to become stronger families, we actually start practicing prayer. You know, as we got this news, we called our family members. We sat down. We even called our children. And we said, we are a family that prays and that stays together. And in that moment, we just lifted a simple prayer before the Lord and said, Lord, we give you my sister, and we declare that she will be healed in Jesus' name. And you know what? In a moment like this, you got to deal with a lot of emotions, and that's okay. That is completely fine. A difficult season will make us deal with a lot of emotions. But you know what? It's not about the emotions only. The key is not allowing ourselves to be dry by the emotions, but allow ourselves to be effective with our faith and use it. So I want to encourage you and believe with you that as you keep praying with your family will become stronger. Another thing we found here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, it says, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. You know, the third thing we can learn here of how to become a strong family is for us to model generosity. That is a beautiful thing to do. And you know what? I want to say this to you. Generosity is not about the amount of money you have, but how big your heart is. You know, in moments that are maybe of abundance, it might be easier to be generous. But can I tell you that it has to do more with your heart that understands and believes and knows that Jesus taught us to be generous. A family that is generous and put others first will definitely be a stronger family. I want to encourage you that in this season that we find ourselves, find a moment, find a place for you to be generous and show generosity as a family. The next thing, we're going to keep on reading verses 13 and 14. It says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many, for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. You know what I grab from here, I want to share with you today? The fourth thing we can do to make our family stronger in difficult seasons is to embrace sacrifice. You know, building a family takes time, and it takes a lot of moments of being uncomfortable. If it would be that easy, right? And it is not. When we build a strong family, we need to know that you and I need to sacrifice things. You know, I'm a father of two, and at moments like this, having them at home constantly, it's pretty difficult and pretty challenging. And you, if you're in the same boat, you know what I'm saying. Maybe you're a young person, right? And you are at home right now, and it's hard because you feel confined into those walls. And you know, and I'm telling you, you need to sacrifice. I'm already sacrificing a lot. But can I tell you there is more inside of you? That you can build a strong family even in a season like this, that you might be going crazy because you can go out and there's social distancing, but that if you're intentional with your family today, you can actually be part of this beautiful thing that we're saying today, which is making your family strong. I want to invite all the young people that are looking at me today that be smart about your time right now. I know you're in school now and you're going to be working on online school and you're going to have a schedule, but be intentional with the rest of your time. Come on, believe that God is calling you as well to build on your family. We're going to keep on reading Matthew chapter 7 now, verse 15. It says, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. The fifth thing I want to share with you today of how to make a family become stronger in the midst of difficulties is build fences. You know, I heard this the other day that great neighbors are made of great fences. Isn't that funny? Well, I think good fences means that we get good protection. I believe that God is calling us to build stronger families, and by doing so, we need to protect our families. How are you protecting your family today? How are you protecting your marriage? How are you protecting your children? From the things of this world, those things that come to us, communication, constant communication that is trying to get entertainment. There's so many things that have a pathway straight into our homes that you and I need to be conscious of. I believe, just like we read, that there are wolves that are trying to get in the disguise of sheep. I believe and I want to declare today that it is the Holy Spirit that gives us discernment to be able to know these things and gives us the power to build up on fences so we can protect our family so that we can become stronger. One last thing, Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says like this, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. What can we get from this? That for you and I to build strong families in moments of difficulties, we need to make Jesus our everything. Lord, Lord. And it's crazy. It's a strong word because they say not everybody that calls me Lord, Lord will actually mean it. That's what it's trying to say. But I want to believe today that you and I and our families are going to make the Lord everything. If Jesus is part of your priorities, I'm not sure if you heard this before, but Jesus is my number one priority. But you and I know that priorities sound more like a checklist, right? Oh, Jesus, checklist. Okay, family, checklist. Myself, checklist. No, I think Jesus has asked us to be everything in our lives. Jesus goes beyond a checklist or a to-do list. Jesus simply wants to take over our lives, that you and I can put him first in everything that we do and we say and we believe. If you and I want to build strong families in the midst of difficult seasons, hey, we got to make Jesus the number one in everything. Amen. Now, there's a couple of things that we can learn from this. This is very interesting. We've been reading from Matthew 7, but I want to tell you something. As I said at the beginning, Matthew 7 is the end of a conversation. And what we just read in chapter 7 literally is a little bit before the ending of the conversation. But if you move a little bit past, you'll find chapters 5 and chapter 6. And you will find that this is part of one of the greatest speeches that Jesus ever preached, which is the Sermon on the Mount. I want to encourage you as a next step this week to sit down with your family, to sit down with your spouse, to sit down with your children, to sit down with your parents, and as a family, read Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. Yeah, the whole thing. I believe you're going to find principles in those chapters that will make you become stronger and make your family become stronger. I want to say this to you. To become a stronger family, we need to own it up. It is your responsibility, and it's my responsibility to believe this word and to apply this word in our lives, that each single one of your members have the calling from God to make your family stronger. And I love the Bible. We're going to close with this. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 through 21 says, so commit yourselves wholeheartedly to the words of mine. So commit yourself wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your foreheads as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Write them on the doorsteps of your house and on your gates, so that as long as the skies remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give you to your ancestors. The verse starts saying, so commit yourselves. I want to encourage you as we close this awesome Sunday service to make the decision to commit. Commit to what? Commit to build a stronger family. Commit that this time that we're going through, it's going to be used with all the intention that we can do. Yes, we need to be very intentional in this time. I also want you to commit. I want to invite you to commit. To believe that God is calling you to do this. And commit to believe that God will give you the strength to pull this off. You and I know it's not easy when we're talking about family. You know, I've come from a family that has had to deal with a lot of family feud. And it's been hard and it's been complicated. But you know what? You and I can commit and say, I will give it my all. Remember, it takes sacrifice. It really does. But it's all worth it at the end. Would you imagine you, when you're older and you have grandchildren? I think we all imagine that. And those who are already in that age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Legacy. Wow. You know, about a month ago, my grandfather passed. He was 93 years old. Amazing. And I was able to visit my country of El Salvador. I went there and it was such an impressive moment for me. Being there and seeing my family get together. Yep, that family that has had so much feud in the midst of this time. It's been complicated. And you know what I'm talking about. No family is perfect. We understand that. But you know what? This crazy season, my grandfather's death got everybody together. And I believe that in a moment like that, when I had the opportunity to address everybody, I know that after listening and being in that moment and sharing together and sitting down and drinking coffee and having this moment around a difficult, very complicated season, I believe that after that, after the memorial service, and after all those conversations, me and my family grew stronger. I saw family members that I hadn't seen in so many years, and we were able to reconnect. But you know what? I had to be intentional. I had to commit. I knew that I was going to a memorial service, and I was going to see family members that I hadn't seen for so long. It took commitment, and it took sacrifice. It really did. It was a hard time. But man, I know, and I believe 100%, that after that, my family grew stronger. I want to encourage you today to believe the same. That after every situation that you go through, that after every season, complicated, good season, whatever season you go through, if you are intentional and you practice the Word of God and the family values that you find yourself in these scriptures, your family will definitely grow stronger. Do you receive this word today? Come on, we pray that you do. And we believe that your family will definitely be better after this season. Amen. And if you're listening to us and maybe it's your first time, maybe you connected for the first time with us, maybe one of your family members invited you to check out our service online, we're so glad that you're here. And I want to let you know that we've been praying for you. We've been praying for your family. And I want to address you for a couple of minutes. You know, we've been talking about seasons and whatnot and how to make, you know, strong families and stuff like that. But can I tell you, and I will refer to our last point today, number 6, that we got to make Jesus the Lord of everything. And that's the key. But that has a first step. It really does. And the Bible describes it, and it's very easy. And it's you and I recognizing who Jesus is, recognizing Him as the Son of God. Him who came and died for you and for me. And after that, the Bible says that if we confess it with our mouth and we believe it in our hearts, then Jesus becomes our Lord and we become His children. You know, there's a difference between God's creation and God's children. And today I want to invite you to do that. I want to invite you to give the first step on making Jesus the first of all in your life. If that makes family stronger, I want to remind you, families become stronger when the members of the families become stronger. When you give all to Jesus, you will become a stronger person because you will walk the rest of your life as a child of God. How do we do this? We'll do it through prayer. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me right there where you are. Take a minute, close your eyes, and repeat after me. Jesus, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. I give you my life. I give you my past, my present, and my future. I believe you are the Son of God, my Savior. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.